This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, 16-year-old drivers are 5 times more likely to get into an accident than 18-year-olds. But studies show graduated driver's license laws dramatically reduce the number of teen driver crashes. Joining us to talk about teen driving and the value of graduated licensing programs are Jim Haney, AAA Allied Group Executive Vice President of Public and Government Affairs, and Cheryl Parker, AAA Corporate Public Affairs Manager. Jim and Cheryl, thank you for being here this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
Just how dangerous is it, Jim, to be a teenage driver? What are some of the statistics that point to the dangers that are faced by teen drivers?
Well, I think you don't have to go very far, Mark. In Ohio alone, teen driver crashes on average have been about 25,000 per year over the past 10, 11 years since graduated licensing system was put in place. That's a significant. 5% of our drivers in Ohio, for example, are licensed as teenagers. But they represent somewhere around 15-16% of all crashes. So I think that points pretty clearly to the issue.
Yeah, Cheryl, the one statistic that always that grabs my attention is the that they're twice as likely as adults and 4 times as likely as those between the ages of 25 and 69 to be involved in a fatal car crash. So is that right? Twice as likely and 4 times as likely?
Yeah, the likelihood is much greater, and it all boils down to the experience that they have on the roads. Teens, excited as they are to get their licenses for the first time, are not equipped the first time they get behind the wheel to deal with all the risks that are out there.
So, Jim, part of it's experience, but what are some of the other factors that make this such a dangerous age group for driving?
Well, age and experience are really the two factors, and Cheryl mentioned the main one. Certainly, if they're a little bit older, that getting started, that helps. I think one of the featured components, we try to get learner's permits to start, wait at least till 16. Not all the states do that, but the more important factor is experience. So those are the two, age and experience.
Are teen drivers more likely to engage in risky behaviors like texting while driving or letting their friends distract them while they're in the car, that kind of thing?
Well, yes, but also I think the main issue, getting back to the point Cheryl made about experience, is that when you're a young driver, you don't recognize hazards. You also have an element that the brain's not quite as far developed, really, until you reach age about 25, so it fully develops. So, and that kind of lines up with the reason why insurance rates go up at age 25. But those are the things that kids just aren't as far along, and that's why the graduated system of licensing, bringing them along a little bit at a time, in getting them into more and more situations where they gain that experience with a supervising driver, is so important.
And Cheryl, do you think that sometimes it's the basic mindset of teens in general that they have little fear, and sometimes they think they know more than they really do?
And that they're invincible.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And earlier this year, the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety released some very compelling videos. They had a dash cam in the car and more than 1,700 crashes involving teen drivers. And it showed what the distractions were that led to those crashes. Passengers were the number one cause of those crashes. Those distractions were other teens in the back seat that they're having fun with and talking to. That is happening more with teen drivers. Then the cell phone use was also a big distraction. So it really showed in a very compelling way what we are looking at when teens are distracted and they're on the road. So when you're talking about a 16-year-old who has not had the experience needed to deal with those distractions, it becomes problematic.
So, Cheryl, how exactly does graduated driver's licensing work? There are 3 phases to this, right, in most cases?
Right. You have your temporary license phase, where in Ohio, for example, it's 15 and a half months, where you can get that temporary license, and you have the opportunity to drive with a parent or guardian in the vehicle. And then after that 6-month period, it moves on to that intermediate phase, where, and this is what's changed in Ohio, as of July 1st, it's not age-based, it's experienced-based. So if you're, for example, a 16-and-a-half-year-old, and you're getting your license for the first time, for 12 months, you are not able to drive between midnight and 6 a.m., and for that same 12-month period, you can only have one non-family member as a passenger. And then after that 12-month period is over, then you move into a less restrictive environment where you can drive until 1 a.m. as opposed to midnight. And then you can have as many passengers as you have seatbelts in the vehicle. So those are the three phases of the graduated driver licensing system. And then once you become 18, then those restrictions are lifted. In Kentucky, it's a little bit different because it's still age-based. So once you turn 17, you have the full less restrictive license like you do in Ohio once you turn 18.
Indiana also has the GDL in place as well?
Exactly.
How's that compared to Ohio and Kentucky?
I don't have as much information in front of me about Indiana, but the laws are similar in that you have the temporary driver's license phase, and you move into that intermediate phase and then on to full license.
Most of the states have typically a six-month, this temporary phase, a learner's permit phase. The purpose of that phase is to give the youngster as much experience with a supervising driver as possible. Typically, it's a parent, a guardian, as Cheryl mentioned, but the key thing is to get them as much experience. And one of the things that we've learned, and we keep learning more and more about this thing to try to make it better, but one of the things that we've learned is that could be the most important component because of the experience opportunity there. If they had a year in all driving conditions, you know, all kinds of weather, all times of the year, having a full year to learn with a supervising driver, they're much, much more likely to avoid crashes and reduce the crash risk as they go into that second restricted phase. But Ohio's definitely taken a step, you know, in what is the second phase or the restricted phase by requiring them to spend a year in that, no matter where they start.
Whereas that restriction is 6 months in Kentucky, but it ends at age 17.
Yeah. That's one of the areas that it's supposed to be one of the most effective components of all the components of graduated licensing is that if you could have 1 year instead of 6 months, be much, much more effective reducing crash risk. But most states still have the six-month mm-hmm. learner's permit.
So that 1 year makes all the difference then?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it sure does. The other component is night driving. We tend to think of crashes, you know, being more prevalent, and the numbers are higher, you know, in the afternoon, in the morning, when they're going to and from school and work and all, but the most dangerous time is at night, you know, typically after 9 o'clock at night, the crash risk goes up, and even though the numbers aren't as high, the danger is greater. So a lot of the states still have a midnight. You can drive. There's not a curfew. You can drive, but you still have to drive supervised mm-hmm. after 9 o'clock. You know. After midnight in most states, but the states that have really reduced crashes, like North Carolina, Kansas is another one, have seen significant drops in crashes by having a 9 p.m. nighttime driving restriction. Because when you think about it, most of the driving occurs before midnight. So if you have a midnight restriction, you're really not addressing the problem.
Jim, when I got my driver's license ages and ages ago, it was pretty straightforward. You got a learner's permit at 15 and a half. You took your driver's ed class, and then you could get your regular license at 16 by passing a driving test. Mm-hmm. How dangerous was that compared to the way we do it now with GDL?
Well, it was much more dangerous then. Of course, we didn't have the research and the knowledge about when and why crashes occur as we do today. But certainly, you know, driver's education is an incredibly important component of this. And fortunately, Kentucky and Ohio have good requirements for driver education and all. But no question, at least when I was growing up, you know, we didn't have the requirements in a GDL system to help keep us safe. So much has improved, and still more opportunities ahead of us, but much has improved.
There's so many more distractions on the road. I mean, there are adults texting and driving. We have substance impaired drivers. There are so many threats to the motorist safety. So a 16, 17 year old driver is just not experienced enough to deal with the many risky situations on the roads without that 12 months of experience.
Well, Cheryl, how big a component is limiting the number of other teens in the car with a teen driver?
Well, that gets back to that foundation study. The number one cause of distraction was passengers. And with the increase in the number of teen passengers comes the increase in the likelihood of the crash. We see that with more passengers in the car, we have more threats for that crash.
Jim,
twice as likely.
Go right ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, to amplify what you said, you're probably twice as likely to have a risk during daytime hours of a crash with passengers in the car as a 16, 17-year-old driver. And that risk is just exponentially increased, you know, in the evening hours, between 9 and midnight. That risk is much, much higher.
And when you add to that, talking to passengers, laughing with passengers, texting and driving, talking on the phone, all of those things happening at once in that crash or in that car with the teen passenger and the teen driver, it's a recipe for a disaster to happen.
Jim, how did the idea for graduated driver's licensing originate in the United States? Where did this come from?
Well, I think, as we discussed before we went on, I think there were some experimentations that took place in other countries. Europe and Australia typically are kind of ahead of the United States on some of these things. But I know the Center for the Study of Young Drivers at the University of North Carolina kind of took the lead with research in this area. And of course, the AAA clubs across the country and the National AAA Federation of Clubs got behind the idea of trying to get a graduated system of licensing in all 50 states. And that was back in the 90s, and I think by the end of that decade, most states had accomplished that. So it's been a very, very positive development over the years.
And most states, Cheryl, have their own versions of this law. Is there a need for something more universal that would be applied nationwide?
Well, you're right. It varies in every state, but there's something to be said for having that uniformity. And there are some states that do it better than others. And I think ideally, if all states could be in line with the states that Jim mentioned that have the reduced crash rates, it would be a safer situation for teens and their passengers. So, but the laws that we've seen and the systems that have changed recently, like in Ohio on July 1st, it's a step in the right direction, but they can be better. And as an organization, we are working with other traffic safety advocates to strengthen the laws in the future, because we know that having a stronger GDL system saves lives.
Well, how does this need to be strengthened, Cheryl?
Well, Jim mentioned that you actually have more vehicular traffic at 9, 10 o'clock at night than you do at midnight. So by having the restriction that says you can no longer drive unsupervised after midnight, that's not providing enough protection, because most of those teens are going to be out at 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night, and more crashes are happening at those earlier nighttime hours. So those states that have the 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Restrictions, we see that they are doing a better job at preventing crashes. It's not to say that we're happy that Ohio has made these improvements, but we know that these laws and these systems can be improved in a better fashion.
Jim, how effective has GDL been in Ohio?
Well, it's been incredibly effective since 2004, I believe, when it was put in place. The crash rates for youngsters in Ohio has gone down dramatically. I think the fatalities in 2004 for 15 to 17 year old drivers was just under 100, and it's down to an average, it's down to 40 in 2014. So there's been a dramatic improvement. The average over that 10, 11 year period has been something like 66, but we're definitely down to about 40. But, you know, 40 is too many, and we can do better. As a matter of fact, you know, to Cheryl's point about night driving, you've got about, if you look at the last 5 years of 16-year-old driver crashes in Ohio, 76% of all the night driving crashes occur before midnight, and of course we have a midnight nighttime restriction. So that's definitely, you know, a real important area for us to improve.
Now, has AAA noticed a trend of kids waiting to get their license until they get a little older, 17 or 18? Is GDL causing that?
Actually, you know, that's interesting that you asked that, because we have seen the trend around the country of teens waiting to get their licenses, and we thought that it might have been because of the GDL system, but in fact, it's because of economic reasons. That was the number one factor. They weren't able to afford a car. They weren't able to afford to take driver education classes. So that was the number one reason that kids were delaying getting the license. The other is technology. You know, you can text and FaceTime and Facebook and do all of the things, you know, virtually to be in touch with your friends. So the need to actually have a vehicle is not what it used to be. So those two factors, the economy and just, you know, technology and social media has contributed to...
More than GDL itself?
More than GDL itself, yes.
That's rather surprising.
That was surprising to us as well. That said... the GDL changes that we've seen as of late, we think it will be better in protecting teens should they decide to get their licenses at 16 and early in 17.
Jim, if it's a matter of gaining driving experience, should graduated driver's licensing be applied to any new driver, regardless of whether they're a teenager or not?
Most of the laws indicate that once you've reached the age of 18, that you know, the age factor takes over. But you know, you're absolutely right. I think, you know, when you're learning something new, having some kind of a period of you know, gradually getting the experience that you need is still helpful. Our laws have taken us a little bit different direction as you reach the age of 18, typically. If you waited and didn't try to, you know, do any driving until you're 18, you could basically get in the car and go. That seems a little counterintuitive, but, you know, that's the way our systems of licensing are set up at this time.
Cheryl, we're within what's called the most dangerous 100 days for teen drivers. What's that?
Yeah, we're in the middle of the 100 deadliest days for teen drivers. It starts with Memorial Day, goes from Memorial Day weekend to the Labor Day weekend. And it's that summertime when you have more teens involved in going to parties and summer fun, and they're out of school, they're more active, and we see an increase in the number of crashes and fatalities during this 100 deadliest day period. So it's important that we emphasize teen driver safety year-round, but especially during the summer months. A lot of teens are getting their licenses for the first time during the summer, because when school is out, their parents enroll them in driver education, and then they get their licenses before they head back to school. So for all of these reasons, we are seeing more teens who are getting their licenses and on the roads at a time that is very dangerous. So it's important that parents especially, you know, we can talk about GDL and laws and systems all day long, but parents are really critical in this piece, in this protection, because, you know, they have to set the rules. They have to make sure that their teens understand that they shouldn't have more than one passenger on the road, that they'd have to pay attention and not have distractions. And parents need to know who their teens are driving or who their teen is riding with. And they should have an agreement with their teen driver that says, I am going to be responsible. I'm going to be focused. I'm not just going to go out and take a drive after midnight when I know I'm not supposed to. Parents need to have a long, hard conversation with their teenager so they understand the dangers out there, not only for them, but for any passengers and whose lives they're responsible for when they're behind the wheel.
Jim, do you recommend advanced courses for teenagers or special programs to show kids how dangerous distracted driving is?
Oh, absolutely. Those things help a lot. And driving school, the AAA driving school, I know, spends a lot of time with that. But I just can't emphasize enough what Cheryl just said. Parents, you know, really are the ultimate setter of rules, and using a written driver agreement between the parent and the teen is a wonderful idea. The graduated system of licensing is something that parents really not only approve of, but can apparently really like to use to be able to say to their youngster, you know, well, I'm sorry, you know, Joey or Jennifer, I really, you know, it's the law that we, you know, we have to do it this way. So having a system of licensing that helps parents, you know, get things done is really appreciated by parents, and parents overwhelmingly approve of not only GDL in general, but the individual components like, you know, night driving or passenger restrictions.
I just wanted to add, last week we had our first distracted driving experience, a AAA distracted driving experience. We partnered with Colerain Police, and we had on a closed course, we allowed teens to text and drive in the vehicle with the AAA driving school instructor who had the controls just in case something went awry. And parents actually also went through this. And we had a parent whose son is 15 and a half years old, and he went through the course, knocked down all the cones, which owed how experience is important. And then his mom went through, and she said, you know what? I'm going to stop texting and driving myself, and I really need to set the tone here in terms of safety. And it really spoke to the importance of the parent and the teen being on the same page and having an agreement as a family that we are going to be safe when we're behind the wheel. And we're going to not only be safe for ourselves, but motorists that share the road with us. So I think that's just an example of what we're looking at here. It's not just a GDL system. It's the family, the parent and the teen, working together to make sure that teen drivers and their passengers are safe.
Some of us as parents don't think that, you know, we are that good at drivers, but you know, there is an awful lot that we take for granted in the fact that we're really experienced and we do understand. So it's important that parents need to understand that kids are paying attention to them and they're really watching what they do. So Cheryl makes a really great point about the importance of modeling safe behavior.
Jim and Cheryl, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
Good to be with you, Mark.
Jim Haney, AAA Allied Group Executive Vice President of Public and Government Affairs, and Cheryl Parker, AAA Corporate Public Affairs Manager. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Archives of our program are available at WVXU.org. Today's program was produced by Pete Reitmeier. The technical director was Rick Andres. I'm Mark Haney. Stay tuned for Here and Now, next on 91.7 WVXU.